music in the background, games all around, hardware all grouped around for some strange reason, a Mini Cooper. Ewan Spence here for the All About Simeon podcast, ably assisted by my boss,
Rafe.
Hello, Rafe.
Hello, Ewan.
And what we're going to do now is we're going to start one side, go anti-clockwise, with all the trade stands that we have here and see how much fun we can have. We're going to start off with the first one. It's the Nokia Go Play event, obviously. External GPS, integrated GPS. Obviously, a big feature in modern mobile phones now. GPS seems to be right.
Yeah, with the Nokia Map stuff coming in, it's the sort of new accessories that they've got on display that were announced earlier in the week throughout the course of phones like the N95 8GB, which has the built-in GPS.
And obviously the mapping is also integrated in the new OVI service with the mapping data, landmarks and everything being pitched in.
We've got a new version of Maps coming out in September, so we'll try and find out what features are being added there.
Well, we have Nokia Map Loader as a stand here as well, which is your PC-based client for downloading maps onto the Nokia. Obviously,
Save money so you don't have to pay for data downloads of maps when you're out.
Always nice to see sideloading actually being, you know, recommended, as it were.
Absolutely, yeah, because the data costs can get quite significant. And even when you're on a flat rate, it's, you know, good to be able to have immediate access.
Okay, Express Music is up next, and there's obviously of music going on in the background as well. I have no idea who it is. But showcasing the two new phones here, the 5610 and the 5310 Express Music.
Yeah, which are, of course, Series 40 phones, but they're actually quite nice. One of them's thin, and one's got a few more features in it.
And I suppose the other thing is they're creating this music store, network on Series 40 and 60, and basically across a whole range of devices.
Yeah, I would assume so. We haven't had many specific details on it, because it'll be launching later, and no doubt we'll hear more then. There's also, of course, a whole load of music accessories from well-known speaker audio manufacturers like Alltech Lansing, Philips.
And Bose.
And Bose, absolutely. And they're being co-branded with the Express Music, so basically consumers know they'll be buying something that's compatible with their Nokia Express Music. Though I think that's something like that's a good idea, because it can often be quite complicated choosing what you want and something that's optimized for the phone. You know, I always like that kind of thing.
And I suppose we're going to carry on doing the patented Aaron Sorkin Walk and Talk podcast conference. Let's go round this table here and head over to the N-Series stands and see what delights we're going to have here. Now, there's a showcase they have here with a band called Maroon 5. It's supposed to be some hip and happening teenage thing. Rafe, tell us about Maroon 5.
It's a really great band, obviously. Music's...
You've never heard of them, have you?
No, I haven't.
I haven't heard of them either. But basically, you know, they do videos and music and stuff, and they're playing tonight at this mystery gig that everybody knows about.
Yeah, the one that's going on at the Mystery Stand. Here on the N-Series section of the stand, we've got, of course, the new N81, which is a music and gaming-focused phone. We've also got...
And, of course, the N81 actually has Maroon 5 content preloaded on it, so we'll be able to discover who this lovely, cuddly fivesome are.
Absolutely. You've also got the internet stuff being... demoed here with the S60 web browser, the N76, the N95, all the other stuff, showing off the Bluetooth keyboard. And
I suppose the big key here I can see is Windows Live, which of course came out a couple of weeks ago.
That came out a couple of weeks ago, available through download. There's no reason to use a Windows mobile device, of course. Now I'm, of course, only joking, but one of the big advantages, of course, with Windows Mobile, it was tightly integrated into Windows services, and now that's available on select Nokia devices.
Yeah, Windows Live now giving access to Hotmail, Messenger, and Windows Live Spaces.
That's right.
And your address book as well. I love the fact in contacts you now get a second pane, which is your Windows online address book alongside your regular phone address book.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Okay, what else do we have here? The Engage on Nokia devices. I suppose this is the big news. Engage suddenly becoming a platform and not a single device.
Yeah, of course, it's been well signposted for a while. But with the Engage now being on platform, the launch phone's going to be the N95 8GB and the N81. But it looks like it'll also be available on some other devices.
Interestingly, they've used the N73 as the base device for all the porting and coding efforts that have been going on with the partners such as EA, THQ, Gameloft and such like.
That's right, and actually gives a quite broad base, because as you know, the N73 isn't one of the graphics accelerated devices. So pretty much every S60 third edition N-Series device will be capable of running Engage games. Whether Nokia actually chooses to make the software available for them is perhaps more open to debate. I imagine it's a marketing decision at the moment.
Yeah, I suppose. But if they were to take, for example, all the N-Series devices, they're looking at about 35 million devices out there. And that's comparable with about 30 million PSPs and 40 million Nintendo DSs that are out there. So that immediately puts them in at the same ballpark as the perceived big guys.
That's right. I mean, OPK actually announced today that they'd sold cumulatively 40 million N-Series devices. Now, that will include quite a few N-70s N90s, which were, of course, second edition. But yeah, I mean, and the rate at which they're selling, it's never entirely clear, but probably about 5 million to 10 million a quarter is what we'll be looking at in the future. So yes, they are going to get to very big numbers really quite quickly. So when Nokia talk about tens of millions of engaged devices, they aren't joking.
Yeah, they're already there.
They're already there, and gaming is one of the popular things to do on phones. I mean, it's always open to debate how much that sort of thing's going to get taken up. I mean, personally, I would suspect about, you know, anywhere between 25 to 50% of people will at least try it out once, and a good 25% will probably get into it quite seriously. And that's, you know, if you get 10 million people, that's an ecosystem right there straight away, and one that is only going to increase in time.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2007.